Good afternoon, everybody. I'm talking about the evaluating economic potential for cotton utilization in non-woven textiles. Non-woven textiles are engineered fabrics. They are a combination of traditional textile, woven textile, plastic technology, and polymers, and paper technology. It represents around 5 to 7% of the total textile, and is one of the fastest growing sector of the total, among the total textile industry. It was expected to grow around 5 to 7.9% per year from 2007 to 2012. It was estimated by INDA. The number of firms that are producing non-woven textiles increased from 29 to 45 between 1998 to 2000. Now there are more than hundreds of non-woven firms that are producing non-woven textile products. We can find non-woven textile products in various products that are used in our daily life in some of small or large quantity, like in our medical and healthcare product, furniture, automotives, personal care products, agriculture, and constructions, and all other products. They are produced mostly in three steps: wave formation, wave bonding, and finishing. In wave formation and wave bonding, they produce a fabric or roll products, but in finishing product, they produce the end user product for the consumer, like diapers, wipes, or scrubs for hospitals, or geotextiles for engineering or other things. As you give how history was to evaluate the economic potential for cotton utilization in non-woven textile, for that, we assess the characteristics of the non-woven products, technology used by the firm that use cotton and that do not use cotton to identify the potential target market. And other thing was to access the factors that affect the use of cotton fiber in non-woven textile, why they use cotton and why they don't use cotton. We conducted the online survey among the non-woven producing firm with the help of Roadman Publishing. We used SurveyMonkey to conduct the online survey. The survey was conducted among the non-woven industry magazine published by Roadman Publishing, and that was an online survey for the producer of the non-woven products only. The questionnaire design was basically a nested questionnaire design among the respondent. The question was changed according to the response of the respondent. We categorized the questionnaire from the respondent if they are cotton using firm, if they are non-cotton using firm, or if they are formerly cotton using firm, and the questions were asked regarding how long they are being in the industry, what kind of fiber they use, what kind of technology they use, what kind of product they produce, what are the substitute fiber for cotton, and why they use and they do not use cotton to produce the product, what non-woven products. From the response from the survey, 31% of the respondents used cotton, while 16% of the respondents change from cotton using to non-cotton using firm. Most of the responding firm use polypropylene. 76% of the respondents use polypropylene, followed by polyester and rayon, and 31% the firm that they use cotton. It doesn't mean they use 100% cotton to produce their product. The percentage of cotton range from 1 to 10%. Some of the respondents use 100% cotton, but that's very rare. Among the cotton using firm, 69% of the firm they use virgin cotton, while others use waste and reclaimed cotton. Some of them used combination of all of three: waste cotton, reclaimed cotton, and virgin cotton. Regarding the technology used to produce non-woven product, carding was used by cotton using firm mostly, then followed by ear lead and spun lead. For non-cotton using firm, spun lead was mostly used, followed by carding and ear lead and others. For wave bonding technology, both cotton using firm and non-cotton using firm used similar technology in their priority, like thermal bonding followed by hydro entangle and chemical bonding. Thermal bonding in cotton is used by using resins or in combination with polypropylene or polyester or artificial fiber to get a bonding and produce the product. If you look at the product produced, most of the product produced by the non-woven producing firm, medical and healthcare product was most produced product by the cotton using firm, followed by absorbent and hygiene and wipe. In case of non-cotton using firm, absorbent and hygiene was a major produced product, followed by wipes and filtration and medical and healthcare product. We can see from the product characteristics of these product categories that the product of the physical characteristics of the product, like absorbent characteristics of the cotton, was the major factor used in this product. And these are short life products that are produced mostly in major market of the non-woven product are short life products. Looking at the summary of the technology product and among the fibers, the polypropylene fiber using foam, among them, 47% used spunlet for web formation, 63% used thermal for web bonding, and 44% produce absorbent and hygiene product related product. And if you look at the cotton, 36% of the cotton using foam used carding for web formation, thermal and hydro entangle by 23% and 21%, and they produced absorbent and hygiene product, medical and healthcare product by 21%. And most of the cotton content in these products were 1 to 9%. When you ask them to what's the substitute fiber for cotton to produce non-woven product, most of the respondents answered rayon as a substitute fiber, followed by polyester and polypropylene. Polypropylene was most used fiber, but it's not substitute fiber for cotton. Only 18% of the respondents answered that as a substitute fiber for cotton. Looking at the reasons for why they are using cotton and why they are not using cotton to produce non-woven product, marketing features for the cotton was a major reason. Like, it's biodegradable, it's comfortable, consumers are more attracted towards the cotton-based product than to our artificial fibers, and followed by physical property, the absorbance characteristics, thermal characteristics, dyeing and bleaching characteristics of the cotton fiber make the attraction for the firm to use cotton to produce non-woven product. But for the firm that had stopped using cotton and not using cotton, the major reason was production cost. That was due to the filtration for cotton fiber that increased the cost of production and changing price of the cotton, which is volatile, and that had stopped them for using cotton fiber. And for non-cotton using firm, 27% of them, they don't produce, they believe they don't produce the product that could use cotton. But other than that, most of them, the reasons for not using cotton and stop using cotton is the same reason, a higher price of the production cost was the major reason. In conclusion, cotton has opportunity in producing non-woven products, like in absorbent and hygiene product, personal care product, wipes, but as these products have absorbent properties to handle, sanitation value, disposable value, but the limitation to use cotton is only price and volatility in the price of the cotton fiber, impurities in the cotton fiber, which increase the cost of production of the product. When you look at the economic implication of how the cotton use, the willingness to pay factor depends upon marketing features like comfort for natural fibers, characteristics of natural fiber comes with the cotton, using cotton, higher willingness to pay for cotton-based product, ease of blend and dyeing in combination with other fiber that has that characteristics, and the product produced using cotton has a sanitation value, hygiene value, degradable and reusable property, absorbent factors. The concern is only the price, and the other concern is now the development of the new artificial fiber that are matching with the properties of the cotton to use in non-woven textile. Thank you.
Now we have a little time for questions. right here, like right through that line. Do you have extensive nonwovens capability for your research?
No. You know, this was online survey among the producers with the help of Broadband Publishing. We asked them to help on designing the questionnaire, and we talked with a couple of people who are working in non-woven textile to design the questionnaire, so to understand the technology, to understand the, what kind of fiber they use, and why they use and they don't use cotton. We worked with the people who worked in the non-woven textile to design this thing.
And why, do you have any, I don't see how you could know this, but it was strange that so few people that responded to it were using cotton compared to the people that weren't using it.
Yeah, because none of them, very few farms are using cotton to produce non-woven products. And among them, there are only very less people. The non-woven industry, it was hard to get response from them, actually. We send them in February and in March, we send them a reminder of the questionnaire to fill a survey, and we got around 500 something. Among them also, only 245 was the complete survey that we got among the 500 respondents. So the respondents was very less compared to a lot of survey.
So what is the total production in terms of tons of cotton, or bales of cotton, compared to the tons of...
It was expected by INDA estimated around 40,000 tons of cotton will be used in 2012.
Worldwide,
yeah.
40,000 tons.
Yeah. It's 1 or 2%. There are 1-2% of the cotton is used in non-woven textile.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1 or 2%, not that big.
And all the factors that they quoted for using cotton, all the reasons, looked like good convincing reasons.
Yeah, but again, the price was a factor to produce any product. And they stopped using, 16% of the respondents, they stopped using cotton because of the price factor. Higher production cost of filtering impurities in the cotton, and price volatility in the price of the cotton fiber.
Were there any questions regarding willingness to blend some cotton?
No.
Because you mentioned the technical aspects of cotton was one motivation.
Yeah, we asked them how much cotton they are using in those products, and they said, we asked them in bigger range, 1 to 10%, 10 to 15%, so most of them responded from 1 to 10%.
Let's thank our speaker again.